Congratulations are in order for Rita Ora, great singer, great chick.
Josiah's ex.
Well, Josiah, do we talk about that publicly? You had a little...
We had a drink. Yeah, a couple of drinks together.
There we go. That's a nice date.
Hey, come on, man.
It was a date.
You had a date with Rita.
Yeah, this is sad news, actually.
The one that got away, eh?
Yeah, she is the one that got away, yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't say any of this right now if I were you, because you've got quite the catch right now, and I will stand by that better than Rita.
Also Albanian.
Melita.
Both Albanian.
Melita and Rita. So Rita has apparently, according to a very close friend and hairstylist, James Brown.
Oh, come on.
Yep. His name's James Brown.
Great.
Confirmed that the couple are married. So congratulations. What I like about this, though, is Rita is now Rita Waititi, which is just a cool name.
That is a great name.
See, this is a thing. You know, when you marry and you go, oh, I don't know about this, if it's going to work or just...
She just sounds like a superstar.
Yeah, Rita Waititi. I mean, I think she'll probably say Rita Ora, but I just kind of, I think that's a good option for her.
Now, looking at them yesterday, do you think that it sort of looks like a dad, like...
No.
Or brother?
They've got a similar look.
They look like each other.
Mm, there's a similarity.
Yeah. I was looking at a photo yesterday and I'm like, they could be related. They're both beautiful humans.
Yeah. Great catch on both sides. I like them.
What's he do?
A film director?
Yeah.
Thor?
Unbelievable.
He's a really
superstar.
That's why she's married.
Well, they've both done well. Put it that way. It's a great partnership. Two very similar people coming together.
Do you reckon she'll go into a movie?
She was in 50
Shades. She was. Yeah, she's been in movies.
Has she?
Yeah.
What was she in? 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah. So,
I like the book. I haven't seen that.
Back to, I know this is probably a little trivial. I mean, these people are in love and got married and that's great, but I just like the idea of fun names. Like if you've got a name that's fun to say, like Fifi Box is actually quite fun to say.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't mind saying it's... That's fun.
Yeah.
131060, we want to hear from you if you've got a fun name.
If they were to keep your name, you couldn't marry a Richard.
Well, no, hang on. He'd have to take my name for the joke that
that's
you
what
want.
I just said.
Yeah.
Yes.
Didn't you hear me?
No, you said I couldn't marry a Richard, but I just
I said if you kept your name and he took your name.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I know you didn't.
Do you know some other boyfriends of mine, though? I had Johnny Cox, you know that, and that was a COCKS. So that would have been Fifi Box Cox.
Have you named one of your kids Lucy?
Lucy Box. Got it. No, I didn't do that. No, I dated a Josh Butt, B-U-T-T.
Wow. I assume these relationships ended because when you just kept laughing at their surname from the second you heard it.
What about this one? My first boyfriend, Sam Kutcher. So I would have been Fifi Kutcher Box. You've got to be really careful with some names.
You sure do.
But not only that, then when I started in radio, so I was Fifi Box, and then, believe it or not, I worked at a radio station in Melbourne, people might remember, Double TFM. And I went on the late night show with Core.
You were the sex god, weren't you?
No, that was Triple M, Secret Men's Business. That was sex and relationship show called Secret Men's Business. No, I was on Captain Turntable's show.
Is that his birth name?
And I love Captain Turntable. No, Corey Layton, hello. He's brilliant. But they didn't think Fifi Box was wacky enough. I became Fifi LaFuente.
Oh, that's right. You did too.
Fifi LaFuente. Here she is in the studio. Fifi LaFuente. So
did you have
an
accent?
Some fun names. No, I didn't have an accent. But that was fun. I like LaFuente.
Because when I see Fifi, I think South American, I reckon.
Yeah.
LaFuente.
He's still, because we're still friends, he'll still call me LaFuente. Yeah, LaFuente. Wow.